We had a couple big topics at council yesterday. The biggest one was probably the discussion about Tony Rose. There has been a huge deficiency found at Tony Rose with the pool specifically, and the decision had to be made to at least temporarily close the pool and make a decision on whether we wanted to invest a significant amount of capital, $1.1 million, to purchase just this one piece of equipment in order to get the pool up and running. So the pool right now has temporarily been closed. They came to council last night and asked for kind of one two options. Either we order the new part, which will take 10 months to come in and cost $1.1 million, or we pause for a moment, leave the pool temporarily closed, and have staff come back with a better recommendation. The worry with Tony Rose being a building that's 50 plus years old is we know that this isn't the only problem. So at council last night, my comment was, you know, putting $1.1 million in now without having all the data is kind of like making the decision to replace the living room floor for $10,000 in your house when you've got a big giant hole in the roof. Right? So we need to get more data in order to make a better informed decision about how we move forward with recreation in general. So we had really robust conversation. There was lots of delegates who came and spoke really passionately about how important Tony Rose Pool is to them. And we know that. We know that aquatics programs are important. But this moment in time for us is a bit unique because it gives us the opportunity to really look long term, to engage some partners. I want to talk to the mayors in Dufferin County and look at recreation differently. Maybe it's time we start looking at it regionally. Let's talk to the Upper Grand District School Board and talk about potential partnerships or the YMCA and partnerships, right? The taxpayers of Orangeville have been subsidizing recreation in the County of Dufferin for a very, very long time. We're the largest urban center. We have all of the infrastructure, but we subsidize specifically all of the capital. So I think it's time to talk about recreation differently. So last night at council, we did move forward with a motion to temporarily close the pool, allow staff to come back with some recommendations, which will hopefully be by the end of the year. Once they do a full recreation and facilities needs assessment, they'll come back with some recommendations and we'll move forward. The other pieces that I asked for in my motion was to have council support me having some of those community partnership conversations, but also to really look at the way we do transit between Tony Rose and Alder. One of the big comments that was heard from the public is that the people who use Tony Rose use it because it has really good pedestrian access. It's very walkable. So I think we have an opportunity to maximize the transit route and make sure that everybody still has equitable access to recreation.